Saturday was a big day in Carbondale. The 108th annual Potato Day Parade, Carbondale's longest-running festival, featured floats from a variety of community organizations, including schools, businesses, political parties, the Orchard Church, and for the first time in recent memory, a neighborhood coalition from once-rival potato farming community, Satank. This year's theme was Harry Potter and the Magic Potato, a choice particularly popular with young participants. Are you gonna be on the float?
No, I'm just gonna be in the cab. But
you're spectating.
I really like watching all the cool floats that happen during Potato Day. It's so interesting how cool and decorative they are.
And your name is?
Mason Corsilia Frisbee.
Meanwhile, along the Rio Grande Artway, volunteers planted trees and cleared the ground for D-Rail Park and the Latino Folk Art Garden.
Ever next.
Amy, we need to take off the... ¿Cómo se dice raíz?
Roots,
if you can get them, but if not, the machine will.
Okay.
It's been a week where a lot of things are coming together at Carbondale Arts, so I'm spread all over the place, and sometimes I go, oh my God, do we have to go do all this? And then I come here and I'm replenished. It's just so exciting to see people coming out and these places taking shape. And it's also really fun to see the transformation happening of these spaces. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but gradually, and sometimes people don't really notice. People might forget what D-Rail Park looked like before it does now. And the Latino Folk Art Garden within a couple weeks, the way it looks now will be transformed. So people who ride their bikes will notice. I've talked to a lot of people that say, wow, it's so fun to watch. Like every day I drive by and there's just something a little different.
I think if I speak in English that people don't understand me.
Well, you speak in English very well.
Some words, but no.
Okay. No. In Espanol, entonces. ¿Qué están haciendo hoy? We are cleaning the area where the Latino Folk Art Garden will go, but it's a lot of work.
Pero está bastante pesadito.
Sí, hay muchas piedras.
Muchas piedras y...
There are many rocks and weeds.
Maleza decimos nosotros.
The plan is to leave it clean, to put in irrigation, plant a few trees, and come back to work in the spring.
Over there where these trees are with the red or orangish tags, that's all going to be cleared. There'll be hammocks. It's right along the ditch. Wow. There'll be shade structure. We're going to hopefully create a map of the Americas. We'll have the story sculpture probably right along the path over there.
I'm Carlos Ulloa Jaquez, and I'm with Latino Services in Alpine Bank.
Could you tell me a little bit about Alpine Bank's involvement here with the Rio Grande Artway, and in particular with the Latino Folk Art Garden?
Alpine Bank is very involved in community events and anything that helps to bring the community together. So when Amy from the Carbondale Art Center approached us about, you know, being involved with this, we felt that it fits right in with our philosophy about, you know, bringing the community together. And especially Alpine Bank likes to make sure that everyone is integrated in the community, not just a specific group. You know, I think it's very important that we're just not behind the scenes planning, but we're also, you know, here helping out, you know, next to our community here, you know, giving a face and not just spreading the word.
My name is Alan Cole, and I'm a volunteer with the Carbondale Rotary Club.
And so what is Rotary's involvement with the Artway and the D-Rail Park?
This is one of our service projects that we do every year, and one of Rotary's mottos is service above self. So we're an all-volunteer organization, and this is one of the projects that we're working on in conjunction with Carbondale Arts and the Roaring Fork Transit Authority.
Okay, and I see you brought your daughter, Jillian.
Hi!
Jillian, you have great news from this morning's race.
Yeah, I finished sixth in the Marmot Mile Fun Run.
And you were the first girl to finish?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I'm very proud right now.
So yeah, it's a beautiful day out today, so we're going to spend some time here helping out, just making sure that all the new plants that have been planted are able to get the water that they need and help finish off with the rest of the planting.
The good news is these are all projects that we relish in the time. We're not rushing them. It happens organically.
The Rotary Club considers their work on Derail Park to be complete at this juncture. The Latino Folk Art Garden hopes to receive volunteers on Saturday, October 14th, to finish clearing weeds, moving rocks, and planting trees. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.